may meet a good friend you have not seen for many years and say, "You've barely changed since we last met," when in fact the person could be carrying a lot more weight, have more grey hair, and have aged significantly more than you expected. Regardless, this person is a good friend, and it's good to see them. Why should this be spoiled by coldly stating your real observations? "Gee, you've put on weight. Your hair's definitely greying and thinning. A boy, you're looking old. Still, it's good to see you." It might be the last time you see them. We don't always expect or want the truth. Similarly, a friend or colleague of yours had been very ill and you were shocked at how much weight they have lost and how pale their skin is when you meet them. Despite these observations, you may feel as though the person needs a lift and tell one of the other focused lies by giving them a compliment on how they look. Both of these examples are lies, other focused lies, but told for good reasons. Other examples may include a father's feigned delight at receiving yet another set of socks on Father's Day, or the mother who thanks her four-year-old daughter for the tasty honey and sardine sandwich she made for her lunch. Some example questions that may automatically evoke an other-focused lie for the benefit of the person asking the question: "Does my bum look big in this? Do you like my new shoes? Do you think I've put on weight?" Other-focused lies are also automatically told in response to questions we are most frequently asked, such as, "How are you? Have you been? How's the family?" On nearly all occasions when this question is asked, the response is an automated and positive other-focused lie: "Fine, not bad, good." When this question is posed, unless it is a genuine welfare check, the person who is asking the question does not expect or want a fully detailed and accurate response. Consider a situation where two work colleagues pass each other in the office foyer. One says to the other, "Hi, how have you been? How's the family?" Imagine a totally honest response: "I'm all right, though I have a bit of a headache, and these shoes are killing me. I keep worrying about the argument I had with my partner this morning. We seem to be drifting apart these days. Peter is doing well at school, but he never seems to clean his room, and it really annoys me." Clearly, this question was asked as a polite symbolic statement to the other, to demonstrate that they are interested in them as a person, though not interested enough to hear all the details. Nor would the responder wish to share these details for reasons of privacy or not wanting to burden the other person with these problems. These types of questions are commonplace in most cultures and are usually responded to in the same positive and automated way. Other-focused lies need not always be superficial or simply aligned with social etiquette, nor are they always practiced among friends or colleagues. Other-focused lies can also involve a significant degree of deception between total strangers, sometimes necessarily so. For example, consider a situation where a person witnesses a distressed wife fleeing her house and seeking refuge from her enraged husband in a neighbor's house. If questioned by the husband, it would be reasonable to expect the witness to tell an other-focused lie to protect the wife, e.g., "I think she ran that way," indicating a false direction to the husband or denying seeing anything. The witness may not know any of the parties involved with the situation. However, the principle of the other-focused lie remains: a lie told for the benefit of or to protect another person, in this case, the wife. Society allows and in fact expects these type of lies to be told as a part of our normal human interaction. This category of lie is the lubricant that keeps the wheels of social interaction turning smoothly, avoiding any unnecessary friction. Despite the usual goodwill motivating a person to tell another focused lie, it remains most definitely a lie, as they are deliberately designed to deceive another of the truth. However, it's very hard to criticize someone who tells this type of lie. In fact, there is an expectation that most within society will do so. Take a moment now to reflect upon the statistics in respect to the high frequency of lying that was stated earlier. Is lying once in every 10 minutes of conversation still so surprising? If you really want to test these statistics yourself, I suggest you keep a lie diary for 1 week, writing in it every time you lie, no matter how small the lie may be. If you are totally honest about your lies, you'll be surprised at how often you lie, and also